In this bulletin, two firefighters dead after their truck rolled in Sydney's southwest. Scott Morrison cuts short his family holiday to return to Australia. And in cricket, Sydney Thunder has defeated the Melbourne Renegades in the Big Bash League. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Two volunteer firefighters have been killed and three others injured after their truck hit a falling tree and rolled at Buxton in Sydney's southwest. The driver and front passenger died and three other passengers were treated by paramedics. The accident took place near Green Wattle Creek Fire. Rob Rogers from the New South Wales Fire Service says the deaths show how dangerous the fires are.
It just highlights the conditions that people are operating in, just how dangerous it is, and particularly after the main fire front passes through, these trees just get burnt and they just can come down at any particular time. So the Commissioner was out overnight with the families of the deceased firefighters, and obviously our efforts now will be on supporting the families through this awful period.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says flags will fly at half-mast today out of respect for the two firefighters.
We can't express enough our deepest sympathy and condolences to their loved ones, obviously still in shock as to what's occurred. And these two brave young men who lost their lives represent for us the thousands and thousands of volunteers on the ground today and tomorrow and in the days coming, who put their own life, their own safety on the line to protect others.
The two firefighters have been identified as 32-year-old Deputy Captain Geoffrey Keaton and 36-year-old Andrew O'Dwyer, who were both with the Horsley Park Brigade. Prime Minister Scott Morrison is cutting short his family holiday and returning to Sydney following the deaths of the two firefighters. Mr Morrison has faced criticism for being on leave during the bushfire crisis, and it's understood he was due to return to work on December the 23rd. Mr Morrison says he deeply regrets any offence caused by his taking leave with his family at this time. Asked whether he should have publicised that he was going on leave, Mr Morrison has told 2GB he followed the same procedures as he did when he took a break in the middle of the year.
I took leave in June as well, and we did follow exactly the same practice. I mean, and we don't always say where we're going. I mean, my privacy with my family, when we're having leave, I'm sure people understand that that's something I know Australians would respect. So I think on this occasion, John, because there's been such horrendous events that that has understandably caused a lot of anxiety, and I deeply regret that, and so does Jenny.
8 water bombing aircraft and 34 fire trucks have been deployed in an out-of-control bushfire burning in the Adelaide Hills under catastrophic weather conditions. An emergency warning is in place for the fire at Cuddly Creek, with the fire considered an immediate threat to the lives and homes. A second fire has also broken out north of the city at Angle Vale. The fires come as the state is set to have its worst day for fire conditions so far this summer, with a danger level rated at catastrophic in 6 districts. And 55 fires are burning across Queensland, with Sunday forecast to be the most volatile for firefighters. There's a severe fire warning in place for the Darling Downs and Granite Belt, Central Highlands and Coalfields for today and Sunday, while the rest of the state remains at high and very high danger levels. Federal opposition says volunteer firefighters should be compensated through one-off payments, special paid leave entitlements and tax breaks. Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the volunteers have demonstrated an unwavering commitment to their community and should not be left out of pocket.
Some people have paid leave arrangements, but many don't. And the other thing is self-employed people who are pitching in, whose businesses have stopped because they're making this commitment. We need to do much better at providing that support, because this is not business as usual.
Briefly overseas, in a shooting at the headquarters of Russia's Federal Security Service in Moscow has left at least one person dead. Police killed the gunman, who had opened fire with an automatic weapon, in the building's foyer. The shooting came hours after President Putin's annual news conference. Sydney Thunder has defeated the Melbourne Renegades by 6 wickets in the opening match of the Renegades Big Bash League title defence. Renegades top scorer Sean Marsh and opener Sam Harper set the Thunder a big target of 170. However, half-centuries from openers Usman Khawaja and Alex Hales allowed the Thunder to take the win. The Thunder reached the target with only 2 balls to spare and maintained their unbeaten record, having been victorious over the Brisbane Heat in the season opener. And a look at the weather for today. Partly cloudy in Perth, 27, 45 for Adelaide. Very hot there. In Melbourne, much the same, 44 degrees. Hot also for Hobart and 33. Hot weather continues in Canberra, 41 with smoke haze. In Wollongong, partly cloudy in 24. Much the same for Sydney, 26. Also cloudy in Newcastle and 26. Sunny in Brisbane, 33. 32 for Cairns with a shower or two. And in Darwin, a shower or two with a possible storm. 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.